Coach, it's been a great start to the season. You're 5-1 right now. I know, gosh, awfully close to being perfect this time. Just a tough loss against Dundee County Stratton in the first round of the Cattle Trail, but still 5-1. Feel like your team's right where you want to be at this time of the season. Playing pretty good basketball, aren't they?
Yeah, we've done a lot of good things so far. There's defensively, we've been able to get after it and play with a lot of energy and make some problems for the other teams. But there's a lot of things we still got to get fixed and get cleaned up. We've kind of been sloppy with the basketball so far, but I mean, that's going to happen early on in the season. So we got a long ways to go yet, but very pleased with how we came out and started so far.
I was over there watching that Tuesday game between you and Dundee County Stratton and DCS with their length and, gosh, they're 5'10", 5'11". They got 4 or 5 girls about that size. That kind of caused some issues. So especially your offense against their defense at times, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's one thing we can't match up well with is height like that, and it did bother us. But it's also one of those things where we didn't shoot the ball well either. So. Hard to win games when you're struggling to put the ball in the basket. But still a lot of good things we can take away from it. And I was pleased with how we responded and bounced back a couple nights later to come up and get a couple wins. But it was a good test to have and kind of be able to judge, see where we were at.
Your defense, especially the last two games, giving up 26 against Hitchcock County and just the other night against Northern Valley, gave up 21. So that was good. Your defense really locked it in and didn't give up much at all.
Yeah, we got some depth this year and some quickness that, so when they're on the court, they can kind of just be relentless kind of the whole time they're in there, and they just get after it, and they enjoy causing problems for other teams and trying to create some steals, and that's one thing we've done a really good job of, is just forcing turnovers, getting those extra possessions for ourselves and, converting those into scoring opportunities. So it's one thing we've kind of said from the get-go is kind of hang our hat on being a great defensive team that can cause a lot of problems, and they're taking that and running with it a little bit.
And the offense, it's coming around. I mean, you've had some good games where you've scored, you scored 60-plus points the other night against Northern Valley, so, and the 60 against Juanita Palisades. So there's been some games where the offense has really come alive.
Yeah, it's kind of a crazy part. We've been able to score some points, and we've done it without being able to shoot very well from the outside. So that's a good thing, and kind of gives you a little excitement that, once we do get things kind of rolling and start taking some better shots and see those fall, it gives you a little hope of what could happen, and that's fun to see. So hopefully that starts clicking here soon.
Got Southwest and, of course, matchup with the Rough Riders. Yeah, did you have a chance to watch them at all during the Cattle Trail?
Yeah, I've seen a little bit of them, we've been able to face them quite a few times over the years, so you get a good idea of how they are. And I know they got a new coach, and they're doing some different things. They're going to bring a lot of pressure, and of course they got some height that we don't necessarily match up with very well, but a lot of very talented girls on that team. So it's going to be a good matchup, a tough matchup. And I know if we can kind of play our game, then we're going to have a good opportunity against them. But it's going to be a fun one. I'm excited to go up against them.
I recall last year you had a big win early in the season. You knocked them off at your place.
Yeah, we did. That was a fun experience. We were able to kind of just stay in that game, and wasn't our prettiest of games we played, but we were there and gave ourselves a chance at the end of the game to go get a win, and we made enough plays to do that. So it was fun.
Final game of a busy week. You had 3 games last week and 3 more this week with Northern Valley at Wilcox Hildreth last night and Southwest. So you're crossing fingers. The legs hold up. You're going to need some bench people to probably step in and play some key minutes tonight as well.
Yes. It's been a little grind here to go into break like that. We're just trying to keep legs fresh, and that's one thing that's been a bonus for us this year. We've been able to play all 11 girls, get them in there to kind of keep people fresh as we go, and so hopefully that will kind of carry us through this week, and we're still pretty fresh come the fourth quarter for the game and stuff. So